Go to Hebrews chapter 4. Let us therefore fear. Praise God. Everybody say that. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Let us therefore what? Fear. Say it again, everybody. Let us therefore fear. You know what? We're not to be afraid of anything, anybody, any circumstance or any situation, even the building catching on fire. Amen. We are not to fear, but we are to walk in reverence to the Lord. Amen. We are to walk in reverence to the Word of God. Amen. And there should be a fear about us that we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. So let us therefore walk with a supernatural reverence for the things of God, thinking that, hey, you know what? There is a God. And God is real, and there are supernatural things in that your life is just didn't happen by circumstance or by situation. You're not walking by faith. Amen. The people that you have in your life, you should believe, you know, and have confidence that the Lord put those people in your life to bring about good for you. How many believe that? Amen. Nothing happens by accident. God is guiding your footsteps. Amen. To get you where you need to be. How many of you know that God's like nestled you right where you need to be? And you got everything you need in order to make it one more day. I thank God, amen, that we can trust Him and believe in Him, that He will alter our steps or order our steps in His Word, amen, and provide for us and take care of us. Some say, God is in my life. Now, you got to have some type of belief, right? You got to have some faith to live. And faith, not just to believe for better. You know, of course, everybody wants better, but you've got to have this kind of faith that there is a powerful being in your life that's guiding your footsteps, that's altering things on a daily basis, that the people you know are there by God's providence. Amen. We just didn't stumble across each other. Amen. But the Lord altered our steps and ordered our steps, sent angels His way to put the right people in your path. Amen. To bring about the best results. How many of you want to rest in life? How many of you want to rest in life? Tired of, you know, this world, all this world wants to do is put pressure on you. Pressure, anxiety, fear. That's not what God has for us. His yoke is easy and His burden is light. And when we have faith, we can have faith and confidence knowing that as we follow our heart, as we follow the Word of God, amen, everything will be all right, that we won't be in trouble. How many believe that? So let's go here. Go even to, go back to chapter 3. Verse 6. But Christ, as a son over His own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Everybody say, hope, confidence unto the end. Now, we faith people know what is hope. Hope is just not wishing things will happen, right? Hope is an earnest expectation that you expect some things to happen. How many expect some things to happen in your life? Our hope is different than the hope of the world. Amen. They're wishing, but we're expecting God to do what He said would do, right? And we need to be confident in our expectation. We need to be confident in what we expect God to do. Somebody say, confidence and expectation. If we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing, that means that you should walk through life with confidence and with joy. Everything you do, you need to walk in it and walk through it with confidence. I'm going to get out of this, and if I know I'm going to get out of it, I'm going to enjoy it. Oh, it's too quiet in here tonight. You know, praise the Lord. Y'all have been in church all weekend long. Amen. But we're ready to go on. Amen. I know it works. God is involved in your life. You're not doing this thing by yourself. God cares for you. God cares for you. He understands, and He's working it out. And you should expect him to do exactly what he said he should do. And you need to be confident about it, not listen to the naysayers, not listening to the negative, not looking at circumstances, amen? Forget all that mess, amen, but get confident that you expect God to do something, confidence and joy. So say, I will be a confident. Oh, nobody's saying that. You know, I ask you to say stuff because when you say stuff, it's confession. Because I don't know what you're confessing all week long, but at least I can get two or three of you out of you when you come to church. Amen? Amen? So say, I am.
I am.
Hey, open your mouth real wide and make the devil mad.
I am.
Confident.
And
filled with joy.
And
you're going to have tenacity. Do you know that? You're going to have tenacity. I'm believing God for you right now that you'll just have tenacity, that you will never lose your confidence, that you will keep on going like the ever-ready battery, little bunny, amen, in confidence and joy. See, the devil will allow things to, you know, things will go down, the devil will get in the back of your head, and how do you feel about it now? Oh, no, you're supposed to make money. Look at your bank book now. How do you feel about that? You know, the devil is a trip. You know, he is there to make you waver in your faith. He can't cause anything to happen in your life. Do you know that? He doesn't have the ability or the power to cause anything to happen in your life. He can only make you create it. He can only make you use your faith to cause horrible things to happen. He will cause you to look at evidence, and he will cause you to make a conscious decision to change circumstances. That's why God says you always need to be confident. You know what? Confidence and joy shuts the door to the devil. Those things won't happen to you. You got to learn to shut the door and to close things out when you're expecting God, because you're going to have to wait a bit. You're going to have to wait a bit to allow those things that God wants to do in your life to manifest. But the devil's going to cause you to abort the plan of God in your life, the promise of God. But you know what? It's not going to happen overnight. Circumstances just aren't going to line up to give you faith and confidence. Let me tell you what, circumstances are not meant to build your faith. The Word of God is. Amen. The devil uses circumstances because he doesn't have a Bible. His Bible doesn't sell. There is a Satanic Bible. He didn't even write it. Amen. They didn't even give him credit for the book they call Satanic Bible. Do you know that? They don't even worship the devil. Isn't that sad? He's got his own church, but they don't even worship him. They say, amen. They worship each other. Now, isn't that losing? Jesus has got a church, but at least the people in Jesus' church, most of them worship him. Amen. Most of them worship Jesus in Jesus' church. Most of them worship, but the devil's got a Satanic church. You talk to the average Satanist, they say, hey, we don't worship Satan. We worship each other. You know, we worship ourselves. It's all about you. Isn't it sad? Devil, I believe the devil believed for a long time for that church. You know, I'm going to have a church just like Jesus. Amen. He can't get none of them to act right. Amen. But the devil will sell things to you by getting you to look at circumstances and situations. And if he can use your power, you talk about my power. No, God created you with power. You were created in the image of God, and he spoke over you, and he gave you authority in the earth. Amen. That the things that you say will come to pass, the things you put your faith to will come to pass. He says, as your faith is, be it unto you. He didn't say, as my faith was. When he healed that woman, he said, listen, as your faith is, be it unto you. And there are so many people that God wants to use your faith. Amen. He's opened the door and fixed it to where your heart, your faith, will start to work in the earth. Somebody say, hallelujah. Now, the devil will cause negative things and horrible things to happen by getting you to exercise your faith in a negative way. Now, what do you mean, exercise my faith in a negative way? I tell you what, he gets you to start to believe for bad things to happen. I know I'm going to be broke tomorrow. I know I'm going to be broke tomorrow. I know I'm not going to have it. Amen. I know the situation is going to come and it's not going to work out. And you know what's happening? You are exercising a supernatural force that God gave you for the wrong. You are not to mix that supernatural gift, amen, your God-likeness or your Christ-likeness, that means your authority and your faith, with anything the devil throws your way. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're supposed to hold on and don't waste any of your creative force on the inside of you, any of your faith on the devil's lies. Amen. You need to be confident and unwavering in every circumstance and in every situation. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now listen, and to whom he sware that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not. How many of you tired of staying up all night long worrying, tossing and tripping out? He doesn't want you tossing and twisting and being afraid. And he wants you, God wants you. Let me tell you, you know how you go forward? When you lay down and relax. I'm not talking about getting lazy, though. I'm talking about you go forward when you lay down and relax, knowing that God is going to open a door for you to get you where you want to go. You're going to get there. I'm going to tell you that right now. You are going to get to where God wants you to go because you're going to learn how to do it. Amen. You're going to learn how to do it because God wants you to do it. Amen. He's going to do everything in his power to get you the word to teach you how to bring your dreams to pass. You're not going to lose. You're going to win. I'm here to tell you that in Jesus' name. You are a winner, and there's some supernatural things on the inside of you. There's some plans on the inside of your heart. Amen. And you need to put your faith to it and take a step of faith and walk in just one little step closer to where you want to go.
Amen.
And hold confidently. Somebody say confidently. To the end. Now you need to be confident and joyful. Somebody say, I'm confident. Oh, but look at this. Look at that. You don't have the education. You don't have the skills. Oh, it might take you forever. Somebody say, confident.
Confidence.
Confidence is what you need tonight. Confidence that God will make a way for you. Confidence that you're not a loser. Confidence that he said, listen, he's going to hold you up. He's not going to let you down. He's not going to let you fall. Listen, the Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread.
Amen.
You got to have confidence in that you're a child of God. Listen, I need to try it. God is on my side. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But he swore that there are certain people that will never enter into the rest. There is a rest to life. There are a lot of people that don't get anything but the stress. God doesn't want you to have the stress. He wants you to have the rest. And you'll never have the rest as long as you got the stress. And when you know what? You won't get the rest of what God has for you until you learn how to rest in him. Somebody say hallelujah in this place. You will never get the rest that God has for you. There's more out there until you learn how to rest in him confidently and with joy. He swore that they will listen to whom he swore that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. How many of you want to enter into what God has for you? You know what? Because you got to enter into stuff. There are certain things that the door is wide open and we're afraid to walk in. Opportunity is wide in front of your face, but you're afraid to step out in faith and go for it. Oh, this business. I want to enter into business. Amen. But I don't believe it'll work out. I can only see starting. It's a good idea. Amen. But I don't have enough faith to step out and do something about it. So say they wouldn't enter in because of unbelief. Some of you need some things. Some of you got some stuff, and all you got to do is hear the Holy Ghost and get some confidence and just step out. You know what? You'll never be able to step into the rest that God has for you unless you believe. Amen?
Amen.
That he's going to make a way out of no way. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. There are a lot of things I stepped into. And then, you know, the first thing is stepping out. Then after you step in, you go, oh, God, how did I stay here? Amen. Take one step at a time. And the only step you think about is the one you have to take next. And before you know it, you're going to learn how to walk. There's a walk of faith. When you were learned as a little child, I'm sure every little step you taught, you had to think about it and go through all the changes. Oh, I just have to stand up. And that was a big deal for you. Just learn to stand up. And then that first step, and then you had to think, which one I'm going to take next. But when you walk right now, you're not thinking about your feet. All you're thinking about is where you're going. All you're thinking about is where you're going, especially if you have to go to the bathroom or something. Amen? All you're thinking about is where you're going. Amen? You're not concerned about all the little teeny steps along the way. Some say vision and direction. Now they were not able to enter in because of unbelief. That he right. Let us therefore fear. Some say fear. Fear. Have reverence to the plan of God, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest. Now that reverential fear is be worshipful to God. That fear, there's a reverential fear to God, acknowledging God in your life, realizing that you're not by yourself, amen, that you're not on your job by yourself, that you're not in your circumstance by yourself, you're not in your situation by yourself. That's the kind of fear that God is talking about, acknowledging that he's got you in your place, that he's got you in that situation. That's what's living in fear. It's not, oh, I'm afraid God's going to blow me up. That's not necessarily what it means. But it's constant acknowledgement and reverence toward God. As you know what, I can change this, I can change that, but I don't want to change nothing because I fear and I reverence the Lord. Amen. It's a partnership. Amen. We live there together. Amen. I'm not going to move here or move there unless I check it out with him. That's living in reverence. And you don't want a promise being left you because you refuse to live in reverence. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, being left us that we introduce it, and any of you should seem to come short of it. How many tired of coming up short? Coming up short. How many of y'all tired of coming up short? For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. Now, this is what's good about this, people. Now, you're going to be listeners, right? Unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. Now, we were talking about some people getting something out of it and other people getting absolutely nothing. How many would like to make profit of the word preached? Oh, it's quiet. I want the word of God that's preached to profit you and to benefit you and to do something for you. Now, listen. There are certain people, I didn't get nothing out of it. Well, you weren't supposed to. Amen? Didn't do anything for them. The word did not profit them, not being mixed. Some say not being mixed. When something is prophesied or preached to you or taught you or message getting across to you, it's not going to do anything for you or to you until you mix it up. Some say mix it. When we're sitting here teaching and preaching and the word of God's going forth, we're giving you ingredients.
Amen.
I give you a bag of flour, but you're going to starve, amen? You got to do something with it. You've been getting ingredients all week long. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One person will get up and prophesy and sing just one little song, and then one little song, you say, hey, that wasn't nothing. It might have been the yeast you need. Somebody say hallelujah. You might have got the yeast out there in the coffee bar. That person gave you a hug and say, I believe God's going to do something good. That's yeast. Hold on to it.
Amen.
Later on, somebody else is going to come on over and give you some flour. Amen. The word of God preached. Amen. And you say, I didn't get nothing out of that. No, dummy, you mix it with the rest of the stuff that God's giving you. You might have got the prayer and you might have got a little bit of salt. What is this little bit of salt? Just a teaspoon. What do I need a teaspoon of salt for? Hold on to it. God's going to mix it up a little bit later. It's all the word. And the word's not going to do you anything until you start to mix it all up and start to reverence, somebody say reverence, and fear God, realizing that God is with you all day long and trying to communicate to you all day long and trying to give you stuff all day long. And when you mix it all together, boy, you will have some bread.
Amen.
Somebody say, no, you're not going to get that if you don't live in reverence, amen. Some people just come into church, amen. I'm tired of coming to church, amen. I want something to take with me. Somebody say hallelujah. So they say, oh, I couldn't eat that. It was just flour. Dummy, you should have been listening all day long. You should have heard the first song sung. Amen. You might have got some butter. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the Holy Ghost came. Some of you sitting there with wet dough sitting on the bar. Amen. Don't know what to do with it. Sometimes you just got to sit there and wait for it to rise. Some say bacon. Mixing it by faith and baking it, amen? Then all of a sudden the Holy Ghost comes, the pressure comes on. Every once in a while it gets in your faith. That's called the oven, amen? After you're in the oven and things get real hot, amen? You got all the ingredients there, amen? It goes in the oven, things are real hot, and you think, I just can't take it. Don't worry about the heat. You're about to come out, amen? Smelling good. That's what I like about it. That's what I like about the oven sometimes. You know, it's hot. It's all burning up. It's all messed up. You feel like you're going to take it, but it smells good everywhere else. Somebody say, that's all God sees. You know what I'm saying? On the inside, you say, oh, it's awful. But on the outside, the angels smell bread baking. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
You got to have confidence. See, if you don't have confidence, you'll be in the oven thinking, oh, it's all over. I'm going down. No, dummy, you were almost out. Some say ingredients. It all works together. Some say it all works together. It all works together for the good. And see, some people only get a little teeny thing. I got something to tell you. You know the Lord loves you. Oh, isn't that sweet? It's just so little. Well, you don't need a little bit of yeast. You don't need a little bit of yeast. Let me say hallelujah. Say all the ingredients. And the word did not profit them because they didn't mix it with some faith. So as they mix it with faith, that means you got to do something. I don't supply the faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I don't give you faith. I give you word. Amen. Your faith is your problem. Amen. You got to mix it with your faith. Somebody say hallelujah. You've got to mix it. That means the word of God is not going to profit you until you've learned, until you've developed a little bit of faith. Somebody say hallelujah. So it takes a while to get into the word, amen, to get to into hearing, amen, before you start to do something, amen, and something starts to happen. That means the more you hear, the more you can expect to happen. I'm talking good. Listen to me. That means the more that your faith is developed, the more mixing power you're going to have. Because I'm able to turn it all. Some say, I'm mixing it. I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to mix it up. The word did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed. Not everybody that hears it, but everybody that believes do enter into rest. Somebody say hallelujah. As he said, I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all of his works, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. So God swore that certain people aren't going to be able to rest. You're going to be stressed out until you learn to collect the proper ingredients and mix it up with confidence. Somebody say hallelujah. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying to David, today, after a long time, as it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, someone say, let us hustle. Don't let people cause you to hustle on stupid stuff. Amen. Let us, therefore, labor to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now I'm going to stop right here, but this is a little tidbit. A little tidbit right here in verse 12. Whether you realize it or not, some say the word is powerful. It says the word of God, that means the revelation, the word, the logos of God. Some say the logos. Now, a lot of people think that's called just the written word. Oh, the word, you know, the ignorant ones just get their Bible. Oh, the word of God, this Bible is quick, sharper. It's more than just this. It's the thought, intention, motivation, and purpose of God that's quick. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's more than just that. The word of God is quick, and it is powerful. That means God's motivation, God's purpose, His prophetic word toward you. It is quick and it is powerful. Now, let me tell you, anybody wrapped up in it, anybody wrapped up with it is quick. Anybody wrapped up in it is powerful. Somebody say, glory to God. Anybody in sync with it is sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing. Somebody say, glory to God. See, you can be the word in action. And you can be quick, sharp, and powerful. And piercing, even to the dividing of soul, asunder of soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner. Somebody say, discerner. Everybody say, discerner. Say it one more time. Discerner. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I got a revelation years ago. It has nothing to do kind of about what we're teaching about, but I want you to get this revelation. I just want to remind you something, whether you really, you can judge it yourself and find out. Anybody under the unction of the Word of God, strong unction, I'm talking about strong gifted unction. Somebody say hallelujah. When the Word of God is so engrafted in them, their senses sharpen. Somebody say hallelujah. There, Jesus was the Word of God. Why? He was consumed with what God wanted him to do. He was consumed with the plan of God. He made himself one with the will of God because he was one with God. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you find out what God wants to do in your life, what God wants to do with you, and you make yourself one with it, somebody say hallelujah. You also can become word in action. Some say it's quick, it's sharp, it's powerful, and it also is a discerner. Somebody say glory to God. I've noticed this one thing. You know, I could be caught up into the Word of God, and, you know, maybe it's me. And people think that you're just getting information. Don't you know what's going on? Don't you know when the, I just wanted to let you know, when the light's on and when the anointing's on, when the power's on, you know. People have to tell you stuff. You don't have to hear it on the grapevine. Thank God when you do. And sometimes when you do hear it on the grapevine, that's the will of the Holy Ghost. Information's power. Somebody say hallelujah. And you can be up under the anointing of the Holy Ghost and just look and hear everything. Somebody say glory. It's a discerner. Somebody say discerner. It's a discerner. I've gotten to the point where, you know, I'm just sitting up here preaching at times and arguing with folk because you know what? The Word of God is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. Somebody say, glory to God. So you better be careful when the Word's on. Hallelujah. The light's on. You can hear everything. You can see anything. Amen. And you can know it's a revelation and it's anointing. Somebody say, glory to God. One more thing. I want you to go over here to Psalm 119. Thank you, Jesus. See, you used to, some people used to play in church. Amen. God's in the house. Amen. And all the supernatural things are on. We know. Hallelujah. The Word of God is a discerner of the hearts. Amen. So we say, glory, you better be careful. The light's on. What are you saying? Yeah, you know. Yeah, you know. You think, getting caught with the anointing of God, why do you always cut me off? Because I know what you're going to say. Hallelujah. So say hallelujah. Nowhere, no, you might be saying this, but this is, I know this is what you're saying. Amen. Hallelujah. I got it. Amen. Don't go around the corner. Amen. I know. Somebody say hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. That woman was sitting up there talking to Jesus, telling all her business and everything. And he said, yep, I know. You don't have to tell me. The one you live with now is not your husband. Amen. He knew. Somebody say discerner.
Discerner.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus. We have the same spirit abiding on the inside of us. Same spirit abiding on the inside of us. You don't have to be stupid. You don't have to be dumb. Glory to God. You don't have to be led astray and have people tripping out on you all the time. You can get so full of the Word of God, and that Word is so alive, you're not going to be stumped up with people playing games. You can read right through stuff. See right through all the mess. Amen. Ain't no phony person going to get you down when the Word of God's alive on the inside of you. No, Word of God people, people that are saturated in the Word of God, they're difficult to be deceived. Somebody say hallelujah. God will wake them up at night. Amen. Amen. Wake them up at night. Say, watch out. Amen. You can get to certain points, all of a sudden, I just don't know what it is. There's something about that one. I just don't know. I'm not telling you to get all weird and flaky, amen. But I just don't know about that. And God had you, and you just can't figure it out, but you just leave it alone. But later on, it manifests, amen. Some say the word. It's sharp. See, when you're walking with the revelation, God will call some stuff, amen. He'll give you insight, and you got to learn to go with your you know, little nudgings and intuitions from the Holy Spirit. That's a good thing for you. You're not stupid. You don't need somebody to come prophesy to you and tell you who's good for you, who's wrong with you. You need to learn to follow your heart. Not be. I'm not talking about be super superstitious of people. Amen. There are certain people who call themselves prophetic. They're just pathetic. That's just stupid. They just look at people and come up with all kind of craziness. That's not the Holy Ghost. That's just dumb. Amen. Well, I feel something. No, you just see something. There's a difference between the two. Amen. Man looks on the outward appearance. I'm not talking about looking at things on the outward appearance and putting all the pieces together and coming up with our little conclusions. Amen. The Lord looks on the heart. Somebody say hallelujah. The Lord will look beyond all the mess. Amen. He'll look beyond all the faults and see needs. Glory to God. He looks on the heart. So many people get caught on what they see on the outside. Amen. But when you're walking with Jesus, you can see beyond all of that stuff and see the heart. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say the word. That's just you get someone that's saturated in the word, walking in the word, boy, they can see the heart. Somebody say hallelujah. They're not going to be deceived. See, people that aren't in the word, you know, people that are in a game. You understand? They don't have a mission. They haven't got their mission defined yet. Amen. They're going to look on outward appearances and make spiritual decisions based on the appearance. Amen. Oh, I see this man. Oh, I prophesy to you. Money's coming to you. Amen. Oh, look at God. You're a leader because 90% of all the white men in America, you know, about 70, you find any white man, he's going to be a leader anywhere you go. So the prophets are going to go that direction. Amen. God looks on the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance. You better learn some stuff. You better learn some stuff. And you can tell someone's spiritual maturity by how they say and what they do and where they go based on what they see. Somebody say hallelujah. See, but Jesus can go anywhere. He can go out there to the field. See, they were going to look at all of David's brothers and see, oh, this is the tall one. This is the one with the, oh, he can handle, he can handle. But you see, he wasn't going after all that stuff. He went out, he said, where's the, he said, wait a minute, you got one more. No, surely not this one. Surely not. He's out there with the sheep. He's out there. No, bring that one here. This is the one that I want. See, they were looking on all the outwards. This one's tall enough. Amen. This one's pretty enough. This one's that one. But God looked beyond all of those things and saw the heart. And some of you people think that you're not going to get opportunity, that you're not going to make it based on what people. Now, I'm not saying go around looking ugly and beat up. Please don't do that. Don't disgrace God like that. You know, you're a king's child. Dress up the temple a little bit. Amen. I mean, look how he built the temple. I'm teaching good. Amen. He's not dwelling in temples of stone anymore. Amen. But when he built the temple for the people, he put in gold and silver and all this other stuff. They couldn't build his temple any kind of way. Now he's dwelling abiding in you and you can't even comb your hair. Somebody say hallelujah. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost and you ought to act like it and look like it. Amen. Walk around God. You know, somebody say you wouldn't have the king come in your house without straightening up a little bit. But the Holy Ghost is abiding on the inside. And if you want to look good for yourself, look good for him. Amen. Let me say hallelujah. Put that makeup on. Amen. Look the best you can. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. You don't know what God wants to do with you. You don't know how the Lord wants to use you. You don't know what opportunities are coming your way. Be prepared. Be prepared and watch what happens. Somebody say hallelujah. There's a whole CD on that. It's called God Wraps Nice Things in Good Packages. Amen. You know, you get a present from somebody. You're a present from the Holy Ghost to people. God's going to put you in people's lives. Amen. To cause you to bless people. And if you get a present for Christmas, hopefully they're not going to wrap it in trash, toilet tissue, and put a bow on it. They're not going to do that when they give you something good, are they? No. They're going to wrap it in the best wrapping paper they can find and put a big bow on it. Amen. Oh, you come in people's lives. What kind of paper are you wrapped in? Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And I'm speaking to myself, too. It's a shame. I'm going to get up here looking in front of you. Amen. Now, my clothes are in two different houses. Amen. I'm just trying to find it. I had a hard time trying to find the shoes. Amen. But we need to look good for you. Amen. Because we're bringing the Holy Ghost to you, and he wraps things in good packages, and so also should you. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. you need help, ask him to help you. Amen? And he will. Somebody say, glory to God. The Bible says, listen, I'm coming from ashes. Somebody say, he gives you beauty for ashes. Somebody say, glory to God. He didn't give you ashes for ashes. That means we don't need to be walking around looking ashy. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, it's getting good in here. Hallelujah. Somebody say, beauty. Glory to God. All right. Oh, we having fun tonight. Hold on. Where are we at? I said Psalm 119, then we're going to close out. I'm enjoying you all, and I hope you all are enjoying me. So say the word. Say the word. You have to believe in the power of the word. So you get word people. I'm talking about word people. I'm not just talking, oh, we need to crack open. Of course, we're going to crack open the Bible. That's one way. Amen. But word people. You can walk into situations and everybody else clump because they're looking at all the things they can see in the natural eyes. They're looking at all that you see. God doesn't expect you to live based on your own eyesight and limited mental abilities. This is a nugget from the Spirit of the Holy Ghost to you. You have spiritual perception. And if you get into the Word, listen, if you get into the Word of God, the entrance of thy Word giveth what? Light. And it gives understanding unto the simple. Somebody say hallelujah. How many of you ready for the lights to come on in some dark situations? See, the devil likes things to be all cloudy, all confused. He's the author of all confusion. He loves confusion. He loves you to be unstable and undecided. Anybody wants to get you off track from your goals and your perceptions, they're going to try to shake your faith and to get you dependent on everything else other than God and your faith in God. Well, I don't know if that's going to work out for you. Let me shake the boat a little bit. Amen. See, that's the devil. Well, what if this happens? What if that happens? And the little light that you had, the little inspiration you had, is clouded up and you can't see nothing. See, but the Word of God, somebody say hallelujah, it'll turn the lights back on. That little darkness that they put in your way, you don't have enough money. There's a little bit of darkness. The little light gets a little bit darker, amen? That Word will come on and start to lighten the room back up again, amen? The entrance of His Word, somebody say, it gives light. Thy Word, somebody say, your Word is a light. Amen? Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Somebody say hallelujah. So stop bumping into trees in the middle of the night. Stop walking around in circles in the dark. You might get bit by a possum or a raccoon or something. Amen. Step on a skunk. Stop doing that. Amen. You probably won't get there. Amen. It says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. Somebody say, thank God for it. Did you get anything out of that tonight? I did. I did. I did, I did, I did, I did. So say confidence. Confidence and joy. Confidence and joy. Confidence and joy. That's all you got to have is confidence and joy. Oh, you can't make it. Laugh at it. Ha, ha, ha. Well, I'm going to have fun losing it. Amen. Whatever. Just be glad about it. Confidence and joy. Amen. And keep the word as your lamp and your light. Amen. So whenever things get cloudy, whenever things get confusing, amen, confess the word. Whenever it seems that, things are unstable, I don't know what's going on right now. I thought I had it all figured, and things happen. And the darkness will start to come in just a little bit, amen. If your vision's just darkened a little bit or things have darkened, so I'm saying bring in the word. And there are several ways to bring in the word, okay? Several ways to bring in the word, and all of them are effective. And if you're already doing one, add another. It's so simple. If you're already taking, if you were going to the doctor and you had some ailments or something like that, they will either up the dose of what you're already taking or add another thing to it, right? Well, I'm hearing this and sensing this in my spirit. Maybe you have been reading the word. You can only contain the word that you can remember. Amen. So keep that up.
But maybe the word that you need to bring into your darkness is confession. Maybe it's just confession. You can bring the word in by confession. You know? Bring the word in by confession. So keep reading the scripture. Amen. But don't just read and read and read and read and read and never get anything. Because you know what? Really, the word of God is already in your heart. I'm not coming against Bible reading. You know that. I believe you should read it and read it a lot. At least read it for a half hour a day or at least 15 minutes. Just read it. Just read a little bit a day. Amen. But the whole of the word of God is already in your heart. Did you know that? It's already in you. Amen. But read the word of God, but also confess. Confess the word of God, the confession. And you don't need a big old confession. Some people are just crazy. They need big old long things, and you know, they look like robots. They don't believe nothing. Amen. A simple confession of something that makes your heart spark. I'm going to make it. That's a confession. I'm out of debt. That's a confession. I don't have fear. That's a confession. Amen. I'm not going to get in an accident today. That's a confession. I have joy. That's a confession. I have peace. That's a confession. The money's on the way. That's a confession. I'm about to come out of this mess. That's a confession. All of those good, positive things, when you confess it, is, you know what? It's the word. See, it's the word. If it's the will of God for you, it's the word, so you can start to confess the word. Amen. And the more you confess it, the more you hear it. The more you hear it, the more faith you're going to have to develop and step out into it. Hallelujah. What do you need from God? What do you want from God? Amen. Well, start to use the word to light up the way. Start to use the word and confession to light up the way. Let me tell you this. Confession brings possession. Confession brings possession. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I'm an overcomer. I am victorious. I'm no longer bound. I'm free. Free. Free of sickness. Free of pain. Free of debt. Free of strife. Free of loneliness, free of fear, free of poverty, free of everything that's hindering me from being what God designed and created me to be. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm going to take an offering tonight. Somebody say, thank God for that. Hallelujah. Let's have a confession. Y'all want to confess?